Cincinnati's Asian Food Fest returns for its fifth year with a new location, new fun events, and a new focus on more authentic cuisine. Lam Dong, organizer of the event, joined me for lunch at Pho Lang Thang, an upbeat Vietnamese restaurant located in Cincinnati's historic Finley Market, to tell me more about this year's fest.
I'm here speaking with Lam Dong about the fifth annual Asian Food Fest. Lam, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me here. It's awesome.
We spoke last year, and we got a lot of information about the food fest, but there's been a lot of changes. Most primarily is the moving from the Banks to Washington Park. How's that been?
It's been awesome. Working with 3CDC has been the best part of it, because working with Washington Park as well. Washington Park, just like, it's really just built for a huge festival and for people to gather. The stage area is perfect for our performances. The green area is perfect just to hang out and eat the food. And then it's family friendly too, because of the interactive water park, the playground, the dog park. So that's why we just love Washington Park, because this is great for families, for your dog and everything like that. So great place to have people all together.
In dealing with 3CDC, you mentioned that because they're so festival friendly, it's actually managed to cut your costs and allowed you to provide even a better festival for your visitors.
Yeah, so when we talked with 3CDC this year, we really wanted to make it more community friendly. So they were able to provide us with the park and a lot of the amenities, as I said, the tents and stuff like that. And they just, they were provided that to us for free. So doing that, we were able to reduce the costs for the vendors, so it's less intimidating of a venture for the communities, for the Asian churches, for the Asian groups. So they were able to come in and cook food as well.
And speaking of the costs and the benefits and then the proceeds from this event, you have a charity that will benefit also from this festival.
Every year we pick a charity to help out. So all our proceeds, we're a nonprofit festival, so all of our proceeds go to future events, and also we pick a group. This year we've picked the Asian American Cultural Association of Cincinnati. Their goal is to just to spread the culture of the Asian communities through events such as Asian Food Fest, but also to help out the Asians in Cincinnati feel more welcome and feel more comfortable. Such programs such as we're trying to build a mentorship program so that new Asians that come to Cincinnati can go to somebody if they have need any help or need any guidance. We also, the most exciting program that I'm excited about is the language arts program. And this goes both ways. So there's a lot of Asians from Asia coming to Cincinnati, and they know English, but they're not really comfortable with English. So what we're trying to do is just make them feel more comfortable with the English by having language classes. Also, the other way around, where a lot of Asians born in the States either have lost their language or do not know their language. So we want to have language classes so that the people who do not know their own language can at least learn how to communicate with people in that language.
For someone who might not be familiar with the Asian Food Fest, could you just give us a quick rundown of what it's all about?
Yeah, so this is the fifth year of the Asian Food Fest. How it got started was that we were just sitting around, and there was like a German fest, Italian fest. There was all these festivals, but there was no festival that featured like Asian food, like really like authentic Asian food that we ate. So we were just like, so with the help of Care to Share, we started the first annual Asian Food Fest at Kolping Center. And that turned out pretty well. We had a great mix of food. My favorite part of it is it was very authentic food, like food that I would take you back to my home, my mom and dad would make you. That was our main goal, to spread our culture through food and entertainment. Like, if you think about it, when you try to get to know somebody, the best thing to do is you take them to your home and you like cook for them, you hang out and you talk. So that's what we're trying to do. We're bringing you into our homes to spread our culture to everybody in Cincinnati.
And speaking of the food, you had mentioned earlier that the food that's available at the Asian Food Fest, you're making a concerted effort to bring more of the unusual, more of the authentic food to the city and introduce people to things they might not have seen or smelled or tasted before.
Yeah, this year we're working individually with each of our vendors to bring out a unique list of food for all of our patrons. Fried rice is good. There, you have your pad thais, like everything you recognize. The stuff that we wanted to bring as well is like the home meals that we grew up eating and like other Asians grew up eating. One example would be Filipino. Mapi, who is trying to open his own restaurant, is trying to bring this home-cooked food to Asian Food Fest. He's making a dish called sisig, which is like a pig ear, head cheese, Filipino salad, which like it's actually really good, you know, but you would never thought about it. But that's what the stuff that we're trying to serve at Asian Food Fest is. Obviously, we're going to have pad thais too, but the main features are the dishes that you cannot get at restaurants.
And although the focus is primarily on food, you also are making efforts to introduce people to the culture of these various countries in Asia.
Yeah, we have lots of dances and cultural dances entertainment. Our news to our favorite one out there is the Binyang Chinese Performing Arts. They always have cultural Chinese performances out there. They do a bunch of dances with the umbrellas, with the fans, and they bring a really good like flavor to Asian Food Fest.
And the festival is Sunday, October 5th, starting at 11 a.m. and going all the way through 9 p.m. So it's a full day of really family-friendly activity.
Oh, yes. We also have other fun stuff you can do there, too. In the middle of the lawn, we're planning to have a human foosball set up where you can step into the what we call the human foosball arena. You can step in there, become one of the kicker guys, and kick around the ball. I think we're just trying to bring people in, try the food, and stay around and just have fun.
So hang around, have fun, go home full and happy.
Yeah. I mean, that's my perfect night out. So I like to eat, I like to drink, and I like to go to Asian Food Fest.
The 5th Annual Asian Food Festival is Sunday, October 5th, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. in Washington Park. Proceeds from the event will help benefit the Asian American Cultural Association of Cincinnati. For links to more information about Cincinnati's Asian Food Fest, visit us at wbxu.org/lx. For WBXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Noble.